And it's time to welcome back for his monthly chat, a guy who's going through the same kind of things that so many other small businesses are, but he also is continuing to entertain the Lowcountry in his own way. And he's babysitting his newborn boy. And actually, that's the silver lining for Charles Carmody at the Charleston Music Hall, is even though he's not putting on any shows at the hall right now, he gets to spend more time at home with his newborn son. Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How's your baby?
He's good. He's 7.5 months, and he's a wild man. He's learned to crawl. He wants to walk, and he's running. He's banging his head and everything. So I'm on baby duty this morning. So I'm currently feeding him a mash of carrot, orange, and banana.
Yum. Well, you know what? That is a silver lining, though. You get to spend more time with your baby at home. That's awesome.
Yeah, that has been one of the nicer things, to be able to be here with him, and it's a baby wrangling is a full time job in and of itself.
It's a magic time, and so while you deal with the baby wrangling, we got a lot to get to. First off, yeah. I wanted just to get your reaction this morning to the passing of John Prine last night at the age of 73. He was such an incredible songwriter, and I just had a chance to see him several times, and he was just so special, and I just wanted to get your reaction to the passing of John Prine.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful. It's awful. He was really close with my, mentor boss, Darren Leshinsky, who runs national shows, too. That's our talent buyer. They've been booking our national shows since 2014. And I mean, NS2 was one of his primary promoters, so it's hit them and the CMH family really hard.
It's just a terrible thing from this whole COVID-19 situation that John Prine passing away at the age of 73, his music will live on forever. He's just one of the best songwriters who ever lived, no doubt about it.
I hope if anything, it can be a wake up call for people. Just like, this is real. Like, this is affecting all of us, and we need to do our part, and we need to stay home, and we need to be safe.
Absolutely. And I hope it also introduces a lot of people to the catalog of John Prine, and they get a chance to go back and visit if they aren't familiar with his music and his songwriting, because it's just unbelievable.
I can see a Women in Prine on the horizon.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's enjoying that cocktail up in heaven right now. So, so Charles, how are you and your staff doing at the Charleston Music Hall? You're a small business that's affected by this. The music hall is dark, and it will be for the foreseeable future. And I'm just wondering how you and your incredible staff are weathering this storm right now. Sort of a status report.
Yeah. I mean, this is, as everyone keeps saying, unprecedented times. Our last event was March 12th. So, we've had to reschedule or cancel over 50 events. So it's hard. It hurts. It's not good. Thankfully the staff is all great, and we're coming up with a bunch of projects to do, while we're down, but it's, especially for production staff and the part-time folks, there's no work anywhere. So we're coming up with some initiatives to help them get through these times, but it's a hard world right now for a lot of folks.
How long can you sustain this, Charles? Like, if it goes into May or even leaks into June, or who knows what? Right now, nobody really knows how this is going to end and when you can start to put people back into a space like that. But how can you sustain this?
I mean, thankfully, since we're part of Frank Productions, which are our new operator, as I've said, they've been really great about being very positive and giving us, we can get through a few months of this. Right now, it's looking like June is our next event. Okay. All my events are gone for April and May. They've either rescheduled or they just had to cancel.
Right.
We're taking it a day at a time. That's all we can really do right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's so true for everybody.
And just try and hold on. And we're not going to close. We're going to come back stronger than ever. And hopefully people will value, my hope is that people will value, oh my gosh, like, communing and going to see live music and being in a room with people is really great. And it's a, it's a huge thing for a community. I hope, my fear is that they go, oh no, I don't want to gather anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be a lingering feeling, I have, I believe. But at the same time, to be in a room when people are making music with all of the others around and that live moment, that's something that will be treasured even more when it happens. But you mentioned that you guys have initiatives that you're doing to continue to entertain the Lowcountry. So let's talk about a couple of them. First of all, you're doing No Intermission with the Post and Courier and giving a chance for local artists to perform. Explain that, because I've seen some really cool stuff with that.
Yeah, we're doing a couple fun things while we're down, just to keep people entertained and to keep music rolling. No Intermission is Adam Parker at the Post and Courier approached me about it, and we helped curate all the pop music for it. So we, right before, early March, we were on it pretty quickly. And we filmed about 50 different musicians, comedians, poets, classical musicians, all in the library of the Post and Courier. So we were able to put together this series pretty quickly. And now we have a few weeks of content to be released every day with local artists. And at the end of each video, you'll get the local artist information so you can reach out to them, encourage them, support them any way you can, because obviously they're all out of work as well.
Yeah, I saw the episode that you posted up. It was with Charlton Singleton, and you guys are actually doing a full concert release on Saturday with Charlton Singleton?
Yeah, we partnered with Charleston Magazine. We actually, his soundtrack of the 80s show last June, we actually filmed the whole thing with two cameras, and we were just sitting on that footage. So we're going to release it Saturday at 8 p.m. It's going to be free. You can get it through our webpage or Facebook or Charleston Magazine. You can watch the whole concert, and actually Charlton will be in the chat of the YouTube, so you can talk to Charlton while the concert's playing.
Well, that's very cool, and what you're doing with the Post and Courier and No Intermission is also very cool. And speaking of, I love what you guys are doing with your initiative. Listen, Here, There, Anywhere, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. You're releasing full audio of concerts from the past?
Yeah, so Christian Davis I think we have 35 different major concerts, artists, and he got permission to live audio. So he put up area mics in the room and got the entire set. So, and some pretty great Driving and Crying, Green Sky Bluegrass, Del McCurry, some local folks. There's some cool gyms.
I actually just listened to the Del McCurry show that you guys put up. That was awesome. And you guys had so many great shows in the past. That's so cool that you're releasing audio of those shows again, just trying to entertain the Lowcountry during this time. Yeah.
It's just some for people to listen to and do and kind of pretend like they're in a live concert. I do have, we apparently, we've unearthed the Tedeschi Truck Show from 2011.
Ooh.
At the Music Hall.
Ooh.
So watch out for that one. That one's going to be really cool. That was even before my time. So
well, it's very cool.
What
you guys are doing with the audio and then with No Intermission. And just finally, Charles, because I know you got a baby there in your hands, but let me ask you, can you in any way, shape, or form foresee what the future is going to be like for the Charleston Music Hall when it comes to when you can get 1,000 people in a room and people will feel comfortable with it and stuff like that? I mean, it seems difficult to grasp that at the moment.
It does. I don't know. I mean, we went ahead and our seat removal project is going really well. We have actually, we have all new floors, which is cool. And, we're building the seats next week. So we're going to come back with being able to go to the GA floor capacity. So as soon as we get the green light, we're going to start doing events. We might be dance events. It could be local groups. We're going to be safe, of course, but, the reality is the national artists, because they're doing multi-city tours, have all moved it's July at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, my goal is just to get our doors open, get staff working, get people gathering and enjoying and dancing and singing and, carrying on to whatever it may be.
Well, Charles, the Music Hall has done so many great things over the years, and we can't wait for what's coming next, but we'll have to wait for what's coming next. And in the meantime, we'll enjoy the No Intermission series and listen Here, There, Anywhere, and then the Charlton Singleton show you're putting out Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And it's always good to talk to you, and We hope to talk to you under better circumstances in the month of May. But in the meantime, enjoy that baby boy there, buddy.
Thank you. I hope we have good news for you next month. And don't worry, we'll be back. And in the meantime, everyone just stay safe. Please stay at home. And you know, we can get through this faster than if we don't. So I think it's super important.
Absolutely. And Charles, we will treasure that first show when we come back to the music hall.
I know
you will. I know your staff will. And I can't wait as well. So, Charles, great to talk to you as always, buddy. Please take care, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. That is Charles Carmody, the director of the Charleston Music Hall. And, yes, check out those initiatives. No intermission with the Post and Courier, giving local artists a chance to play here. And then also listen here, there, anywhere, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Full audios, recordings of shows from the past in the Charleston Music Hall. And then this Saturday night, 8 o'clock, with Charlton Singleton's show, Music of the 80s from last year that they filmed. There's a lot of great things still happening with the Charleston Music Hall. I wanted to let you know about it here on the Morning Buzz at 105.5 The Bridge.